It's time now for Northview Football. This game being brought to you by Hart County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schopmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. Morris Manufacturing. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen is Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. And by Refreshment Services, your Pepsi Cola distributor in the Wabash Valley. Now it's time for Northview Football.
Good evening. Welcome to Northview Knights Football on WAMB. I'm Brad Wallace. Tonight we're at Northview High School as the Northview Knights welcome the Terre Haute North Patriots. Terre Haute North Patriots coming to the end of their first game of the season as well as the Knights. Got to welcome Coach Chris Barrett and the rest of the Northview or the Terre Haute North Patriots to the town. We've opened up some seating this first game of the season after the scrimmage, not allowing fans, only parents. They were able to allow Terre Haute North to bring some fans, and it's nice to see a really nice turnout, a full limit house for the Knights. Talking before the game, you know, with cheerleaders and the band and stuff being able to be here, it kind of helps out and it makes it look more traditional. Talking with Coach Scott McDonald here before the game, we was talking about how desolate it was at the scrimmage on Saturday. Not a lot of, you know, not a lot of noise and stuff. So hopefully tonight these Knights fans will make some noise and we'll have a great start to what hopefully will be a successful football season. Having a first game is a success in the state of Indiana, and we'd like to thank everybody for tuning in and all the sponsors for coming on board. Couldn't do it tonight without all of our sponsors, several sponsors on board, and if you're interested in becoming part of Northview Knights sports coverage, or if you want to reach more customers, you can utilize five of our Terre Haute area radio stations. Call 812-240-2518. DLC Media can bring your business results. Well, we've got about, I would say about 15 minutes before kickoff. Both teams are in the locker room getting ready. We'll take our first commercial break. We come back, we'll talk about the seniors for the Northview Knights. I'm Brad Wallace. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives power to your community for your community so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field, home of your Northview Knights. The Northview football team opens up their season welcoming the Terre Haute North Patriots to town. I'm Brad Wallace. Due to COVID restrictions, no color commentator for the start of the season. Hopefully they open it up so we can get more people and you have somebody else to listen to talk besides just me, but stay tuned in and I'll do the best I can. Last year, the Northview Knights had an impressive season, 6-4. Coach Mark Rates and company, you know, they was 10-1 and 18, 6-4 last year. Lost the first two, Terre Haute North and Evansville Memorial, and then went on a really good tear, winning six in a row, losing to a tough Indian Creek team in the WIC, and in the sectional loss by a touchdown down in Jasper. Returning for the Knights, several seniors and a very high junior-lated team here for the Knights. For the seniors for the Knights, starting off will be number 10, Keegan Garrison, a 6-foot, 200-pound senior playing quarterback. Then you got Elias Gordon, wear number 12, a 6-foot-1, 220-pound tight end, defensive end, fullback for the Knights. Then you've got Tyler Heading. He'll wear number 21, 5'10", 155 pounds, wide receiver, defensive back. Then you've got fourth quarter Corbin Allen wearing number 26, 5'11", 195 pounds. Very impressive. Been doing great working out as a running back, defensive back. You'll hear a lot about Corbin Allen in the upcoming game and a few weeks. Then you've got Parker Jordan, 5'11", 175 pounds, offensive lineman, linebacker, wears number 50. Very, very respectable. Been a great young man watching him grow up. Had the opportunity to coach him at the youth league. Just a fun player all around. Then you've got Jake Cheeseman wearing 61, 6'3", 220-pound, offensive line, defensive line. Chase Pinnock, another senior, 5'8", 195 pounds, wears number 66. Then you've got Mooch, the big man, Dylan Zinko, 6'2", 295 pounds. Dylan, we wear number 70. Dylan just took over football here a couple years ago after having a very successful football or baseball career. Tried out football last year, loved it, and back tonight for his start of his senior year. Then you've got number 88. That's Braden Mormon. Braden's a senior, 6'2", tight end, defensive end, 165 pounds. Also had the opportunity to coach him out at the youth football. Great kid, great family. That listing there is your seniors for this year's 2020 Northview Knights. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the roster, the juniors, sophomores, and freshmen, and then we'll highlight a little bit about what's coming up here, hopefully, in the rest of the season. You're listening to Northview Knights Football on WAMB.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field. The Northview Knights welcome the Terre Haute North Patriots to town for opening night of football on Friday Night Lights here. You're listening to Brad Wallace on WAMB. You can listen to us several ways. You can listen on FM 106.9, AM 1130 in Brazil, and FM 99.5 in Terre Haute. And you can also listen anywhere on a stream at WAMBradio.com. That's WAMBradio.com. Can't get a ticket, can't come in and see it, share it, tell everybody about it on social media. We've got Twitter, Facebook. Just look us up, follow us, and listen live as we'll bring you every Northview Knights football game this year. We don't select when we can broadcast. We do them all. We are the home of Northview Knights athletics. Tonight, the juniors for the Knights, several juniors stepping up this year, going to be asked to do a lot. Number two, Easton Morgan, a junior wide receiver, defensive back, 5'8", 150 pounds. Where's number two? Dylan White, a junior, quarterback, defensive back, 5'7", 165 pounds. Where's number four? Josh Wright, 6'1", 160 pounds. Where's number eight? Patrick Corrigan, a move-in from Terre Haute last year. He's a tight end, linebacker, and kicker. He wears number nine. Zachary Ferris, a junior, 5'10", 170 pounds, wears number 11. Nathan Bryan, 5'9", 160 pounds, number 14. Vinny Bonomo, wide receiver, defensive back, 5'10", 180 pounds. Vinny coming into his junior year, healthy this year. He struggled his freshman and sophomore years with injuries. Looking for a lot out of Vinny this year. Matthew Branson, 6', 165-pound wide receiver, defensive back. He'll wear number 16. Gage Youngblood, 6', 170-pound wide receiver, defensive back. Gage is number 20. Isaac Torbort, fullback, defensive end, 6'1", 175 pounds. Isaac Torbort will be number 24. Braxton Sampson, 6'2", 200 pound defensive tight end and linebacker, offensive tight end, defensive linebacker, wears number 42. Garrett Lovins, 5'7", 150 pound tight end, defensive end, Garrett wears 46. Colton McKee, offensive line, linebacker, center for the Knights, 6'2", 215 pounds, wears number 52. Austin Elliott, number 56, 5'8", 250 pound lineman. Then you jump all the way down here to the bottom, and you've got the last, nope, that is the last junior on the roster. The Knights are coached by none other than Coach Mark Rates, his assistant coaches Dennis Rates, Ernie Simpson, Aaron Edwards, Jonathan Bradshaw, David White, Tony Santabria, Hunter Reagan, Leroy Dickerson, and Derek Hannes. The Northview Knights principals Chris Mock and assistant principals Deb Zimmerman and John Sabo. Welcome everybody to tonight's broadcast, and I just want to tell you it's beautiful. This nice new Jerry Anderson Field turf looks amazing. Sparkling sunshine off of it. The sun will be setting here in the west, and it'll be a bright, bright, bright night. Looks like the Knights are getting ready to come out on the field. I see them walking on the left side. All the fans are standing up. And as you'll hear, they're going to come running out, rushing out. We've got cheerleaders tonight. The band standing up on the south end of the end zone. Just a beautiful Friday night. Weather is amazing. Knights are going to be led out on the field by number 26, and that's fourth quarter Corbin. Corbin Allen starting off his senior year, and it's been so fun watching Corbin. You can hear him getting fired up now. I don't know if the crowd mic's picking up anything, but it's pretty impressive to see these Northview Knights, especially coming out being led by the seniors. There's Coach Rates walking out on the field. Everybody in the stands with mask on, the coaching staff with mask on. Cheerleaders are mask up. The only ones not mask up are the officials. IHSA has not mandated the officials to wear masks yet, so, and, you know, the athletes don't have to wear them when they're out there. But here comes your Northview Knights! Let's hope this is going to be the start of a long, prosperous season here for Coach Rates and the Knights. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left on the clock. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with kickoff. You've been listening to the pregame show brought to you by WAMB Radio. I'm Brad Wallace. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen, Start your engine.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen, Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classic WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives power to your community for your community so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to tonight's broadcast. The Northview Knights welcome the Terre Haute North Patriots to Jerry Anderson Field. I'm Brad Wallace. Tonight, with restrictions from COVID, nobody's in the booth with me, so you got to listen to me talk. We'll try getting an interview here at halftime by one of the school officials, talk a little bit about how things have been going here at the start of the school with this ever-changing world we're living in with COVID. Tonight, the Knights bring to a very heavy senior-laden football team out on the field welcoming this Terre Haute North team coached by Chris Barrett. Don't know a lot about the Patriots coming into this year because of COVID. I don't know who all they're dressing and where they're at as far as roster. I was talking about Vinny Bonomo being healthy for the start of this season. Vinny's out in street clothes today, so have to find out there what's make sure Vinny ain't injured or what's going on there. So the Knights wearing their black jerseys, gray pants, the gray helmets with the silver shiny in on them. Looks like we're going to kick, I believe. Trying to watch the officials here and see which way we're going. Nope, the Knights are going to receive, and they are going to be going south to north to start the game. There you can hear the fans cheering, and you can hear the voice of the Northview Knights, Coach Scott McDonald, as we get ready for kickoff. North Patriots come in with their blue pants, white jerseys, white helmets. Keegan Garrison on the sideline getting his arm warmed up and getting ready to go. All right, it's almost kickoff. Teeing up for the North Patriots will be number 29. That's Jack Daly. Jack Daly with the football for the Patriots. He's going to tee it up. The Patriots with a little huddle. They do a couple knee slaps, run up like they're going to kick it, and then they spread out or they just kick it right away. Back deep for the Knights will be Corbin Allen. And number two, that's Easton Morgan. Patriots break the huddle. They're going to spread out. It's not going to be a quick kick. As the Knights are set to receive here, Braxton Sampson looking back for an opportunity to return the ball well, and the kick is off, and it looks like it's going to be played by the Knights at the 15 to 20. Break the way to the 30, 32-yard line. And it looks like Trout on the carry. Or Graff on the carry, and he's going to get up to the 32-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Knights from the 32-yard line. Keegan Garrison goes out onto the field with the play, and the Knights are huddled up and ready to get things going. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's a beautiful night for Friday night football. As the Knights break the huddle, Garrison in the shotgun. He's got Allen to his right. Split receivers to the right side. That's Morgan. And number 21, Tyler Heading. Double tight end set. Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Allen. Around the right side, cuts it up the middle. He's going to pick up about 3 yards, and it'll be second down and 7 for the Knights. Plus 3 for Allen. That'll make it second down and 7. Terre Haute North in a, looks like a dime set. Now they're going to spread it up a little bit, and they got two defensive backs and three set deep. They look for a pass here for the Knights. Knights with two receivers to the left side. Double tight end set again. Allen to the left. He's going to go in motion. Garrison takes snap. Quick pitch out to Allen. Allen gets it at the 30, the 35, up to the 38. And that's going to be another positive three for Corbin Allen. And that's going to make it third down, and we're going to call it 4. Coach Rates calls the play into Keegan Garrison. Garrison in the huddle, the senior. Him and Corbin Allen look to march this night right down the field quickly. As same set, this time we're going to have Easton Morgan and Heading to the right side. Elias Gordon in the backfield, he's going to go in motion. Quick pitch out to Elias, and he's hit hard, and that's going to be a loss of 6 yards. Pass to Elias Gordon, and that's negative 6 yards, and that'll bring it. Well, they're going to give him forward progress, so they're going to. It's going to be a loss of 5, so it's going to make it fourth down and 9, and the Knights are going to have to punt. Number 11, Zach Ferris, to punt for the Knights. Back for the Patriots is number 9. That's Keegan Collins. Ferris snapped low, bounces. He gets it up, and he's got a nice punt away. It's going to be fielded about the 37. Fair catch is called by number 18. That's Jason Cottrell. And the North Patriots will have the football first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Not the best start for the Knights as the defense comes to the field. See what we got here for the Knights defense. Terre Haute North already lined up. No huddle. The officials don't even have the football switched out, and the Patriots are on the football ready to go. Keegan Collins, the quarterback, barks out the signal. In motions, number 14, Jaden Waite. Handoff going to be right up the right side, and it's number 5 with the carry. That's Donovan Cherry. And Sampson in on the tackle. Number 8 being your quarterback, that's Jace Russell. So no gain for the Patriots. And that'll make it second down and 9. Russell in the shotgun. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. We got a timeout. We're going to take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at greatdane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. 9:02 remaining in the first quarter. Terre Haute North Patriots have the football, second down and 10. Coming out of a Patriots timeout. You can hear the cheerleaders and the fans in the stands. It's nice to see, with COVID-19 restrictions, having as many people as we can out here tonight supporting the Knights. And we thank you for tuning in. Terre Haute North lined up, and under center is going to be the quarterback, Jace Russell. Russell looks over to the sideline again. Now he's going to get another call with 10 seconds on the play clock. Russell, under center, takes a snap, drops back to pass, throws a flat out to number 7. That's Eli Moody. Moody's going to pick up 8 yards. And that's going to make it second down. Now they give him 10 yards on it. It's going to be a first down with forward progress. Very generous spot there by the officials. Clock continues to run. Under 9 to go. The score 0-0. Terre Haute North with a no huddle. Jace Russell under center. There's going to be a quick handoff on a jet sweep to number 23. That's Damon Sturm. Sturm gets around to the 45-yard line. And that's going to be Stern on the run. That's going to make it second down and about 3 yards with the spot. So Patriots moving the ball quickly. No huddle offense. Russell under center. In motion, Stern. Hands it off again, but up the middle this time, and that's going to be to the fullback, number 5, that's Donovan Cherry. Cherry's going to pick up 5 yards, and that's going to be enough for a Patriots first down. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 39-yard line. 7:50 to go on the game clock in the first quarter. Here we go. No huddle again. Russell under center. Looks to the sideline for the play. Turns around, gets it straight with his backfield. Now he looks at the coaches. Going to make some adjustments. Put Sturm on the left side and Cherry on the right. Hand off up the middle to Cherry again. He's hit hard at about the line of scrimmage, but bulldozes ahead for about 4 yards. Tackled by Isaac Torbert. And Cherry's going to pick up 3 yards on that carry. Knights defense not playing the line of scrimmage pretty solid. They're bouncing back here and giving them 2-3 yards on every carry. So it's second down and 7. Russell under center. Power formation. Cherry, fullback. Sturm in the backfield. This time he's going to hand it off to Cherry. Up the middle. Cherry gets all the way up to the 25-yard line, where he's tackled by Braxton Sampson. And that's going to be a pickup of 9 for Cherry. And the clock continues to run. And it's first and 10. Terre Haute North has the football on the 26-yard line. Like to thank everybody for tuning in, and like to thank our sponsors, Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Mix up on the north handoff, but it's going to bounce out to the outside. That's going to be number 5, Donovan Cherry. He's going to break loose for a touchdown. That's going to be a 26-yard touchdown for Cherry. And the Patriots go up 6-0 here early in the first quarter with 6:12 to go on the clock. And Terre Haute North lining up for the point after attempt. Well, the Knights' defense there lagged off. They had a misdirection play in the backfield. Donovan Cherry and the quarterback, Jace Russell, mixed it up and ended up, Cherry squirted right out the right side and ran it in for a touchdown. Snap, the hold, the kick. The kick is good. 1 point for Jack Butwin, the kicker. And with 6:12 to go in the first quarter, the Knights 0, the visiting Patriots 7. All right, now the Knights are set up for a kick return. They're not taking any time here tonight. This is going to be a quick-paced game. We won't get a lot of breaks, so I'd like to thank our in-game sponsors, Great Dane Trailers, now hiring direct. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. That's Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Visit us at GreatDane.com. Knights set to receive. You're going to have Corbin Allen and Easton Morgan. Second line will be Braxton Sampson, and it looks like Elias Graff. Kicking off for the Patriots will be number 29, and that's Jack Daly. Like to thank Riddell National Bank. At Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Visit us in Brazil and Terre Haute, Riddell National Bank. Lorenz Service located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Well, the Patriots are in their huddle. They're talking it over. They hurried up. Everybody ran and got set. And now we finally get a whistle. Here we go. Patriots break the huddle. Spread out. As a kicker, Jack Daly, a senior, lines them up. 6:12 to go. The Patriots just marched down the field for a touchdown. It's going to be a squib kick, and it's going to be fielded by number 54 for the Knights. That's Gale Stockram. And Stockram's going to be hit immediately at the 37-yard line, and the Knights will take over there at the 37. So it'll be first down for Keegan Garrison and the Knights. Let's see if we can stretch something out here. The last possession was two passes, a run, and a punt. Three receivers to the right, tight end to the left. Corbin Allen in the backfield, Elias Gordon in the slot. Gordon goes in motion. Garrison takes snap, hands it off to Allen. Allen busts up to the 40, where he's hit hard by the Patriots, number 26. That's Jazz Brown. Corbin Allen picks up 4 yards on the carry, and that'll make it second and 10. Corbin with an initial burst of speed, he took one defender on and spun around and fell out for a pickup of 4. Second and 6. Same set, slot right. Two receivers are right, tight end to left. Garrison in the shotgun, Allen in the backfield. Long snap count, going to be a reverse direction to Allen. Allen to the 45, the 50, breaks the tackle up to the 48-yard line. A pickup of 10 yards for Corbin Allen. That's going to be enough for Knights' first down. So it's going to be first and 10 Knights at the 49-yard line. Little misdirection there. The Patriots spun out. They put their defense on the left side. And we crossed it in. It got a pickup there of 10 for Corbin Allen. Let's see what Coach Ray has here for play number 3 of the drive. Now we got double tight end set. Two receivers to the right. Double tight ends left. Elias Gordon tight end on the right. Allen in the backfield. It's going to be a pass. Garrison's going deep. He's got a receiver. That's Braxton Sampson. He catches it at the 30-yard line. 19-yard pass to Braxton Sampson. And that's a Knights first down. And the Knights are going to have it first and 10 from about the 21. Braxton Sampson with a nice catch, nice pitch and catch there by Keegan Garrison. Threw it up where only Braxton could get it. On the left side over there in the sparkling sunshine. Got to thank the community and the school corporation, the school board trustees, everybody for this beautiful facility we have here at Northview. If we only had shade, a sunshade, as we look into the west, and it's direct as the sun sets. Garrison in the shotgun. Elias goes in motion. Double tight end. Handoff right up the middle to Corbin. He's at the 20. The 15. Jukes to the 10. The 5. He's going to hit the pylon, but they're going to show him out of bounds. It looks like at the 4-yard line, And that's going to be a 17-yard pickup for Corbin Allen. And that's going to make it first and goal for the Knights as they're stringing together here the offense that we thought they would come out powerful with this season. We got an official timeout. Out of bounds, he's saying, no clock. Clock was running, so he was out of bounds. He wanted them to shut her down, and we reset the. So here we go, first and 10. Looks like the ball's on about the 4-yard line. Garrison in a shotgun. Elias Gordon in a slot goes in motion. Allen to the right side. It's going to be a misdirection to the left. That's Corbin Allen. He's hit hard. It's going to pick up a yard. Picks up a yard. Cherry picks up the tackle. Corbin Allen with plus one again. So it's been Allen for 4, Allen for 10. Braxton Sampson with a 19-yard pass. Allen for 12, Allen for 1. And the Knights are threatening with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. They trail by 7. Braxton Sampson tied into the left. Elias Gordon tied in right. Double receivers to the right. Garrison's going to keep it. Quarterback keeper up the middle, and he's hit by Cherry. The ball comes loose. They're calling him down. Clock will run. No fumble, and it makes it 3rd down and 4. No, he's going to lose a yard. It's going to be 3rd and 5. Minus 1 for Garrison. Patriots weren't fooled in that play when they sold out and sent Corbin Allen in motion. Cherry doing a really good job there on the defensive end for the Patriots. He seals it off quickly. Gordon goes in motion. Going to fake it. This time he's going to roll out to the right side. Garrison throws a touchdown to number 42, Braxton Sampson. 5-yard TD pass to Sampson, and that's going to put the Knights on the board. 7-6. And coming in to hold will be number 4. That's Dylan White. And the kick will be number 9. That's Patrick Corrigan. 2:34 on the game clock in the first. Snap, the hold, the kick, and it's good. Your score, Northview 7, the Patriots 7. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. The Northview Knights just marched down the field 63 yards with a 5-yard touchdown pass to Braxton Sampson for the first score of the season. Setting up Corrigan to kick off for the Knights. Back for the Patriots will be Sturm, and number 7, that's Eli Moody. Knights scored there. 2:34 to go in the first. Nice offensive drive there by the Knights. Corbin Allen and Braxton Sampson putting on a show. Corrigan's kicks up, and it's going to be a soccer field kick, and it's picked up on the bounce by number 7. That's Eli Moody. Moody's going to be tackled at the 31-yard line by number 52, Colton McKee. And Terre Haute North will have the football on the 31-yard line. They'll have it first and 10. Colton McKee with the big tackle there. Knights defensively looks like this. On the defensive line, you've got 52, Colton McKee, 24. That's Isaac Torbert. Number 62, that being Devin Barnhart. And on the left side, let's see here, number 36. Looks like 36, that being Caleb Owens. That's your four up front. So here we go, first and 10 from the 31. Russell under center. Handed off to Cherry, right side. Cherry stiffed up and tackled right away by Torbert. That's Stockram and Torbert in on the tackle. Also in there was Braxton Sampson. Cherry with a 1 yard, and that makes it second nine. Let's see if the defense can get a stop here. Defensive backs, you've got Corbin Allen, Dylan White, Easton Morgan. Snap. It's going to be a handoff up the middle to Cherry. Cherry bounces out to the right side. He breaks a tackle. He's going to fall up to about the 41-yard line. Going to be close for a first down. They're going to call for measurement. They're going to give it to him. First down, Patriots. We'll call it plus nine for Cherry. The read option by the Patriots with no huddle. The Knights defense got to figure it out. And we got an injured player for the Patriots. Looks like it's going to be number 7, Eli Moody. Whistle's going to stop, and we're going to have a play here. Going to be held up for a player change. Coming in will be 29. That's Jack Daly. Daly comes in to replace Moody. And it's first and 10 for the Patriots. 1:30 to go on the first quarter on the game clock. 7-7 is your score. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Give him a call for a quote today. That's 812-208-3244. Chad Schottmeyer, agent for Indiana Farm Bureau. First and 10. Snap. It's going to be a handoff, and it's going to be hit in the backfield by a whole host of Knights. I'm not sure who the ended up. I think it was Damon Sturm that ended up with the football, but there was a little bit of a confusion there with Jack Russell, or Jace Russell, and Sturm. It's going to be a loss of about 2, and that's going to make it second down and 12. Sturm used to play out the Youth Football League here in Brazil back in the day. So we got second down and 12, 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Russell under center, drops back to pass. It's going to be a screen out to the right side to Cherry. Cherry breaks the tackle, gets up to the 50-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds. Forward progress is going to get him to the 47. So that's going to be a plus 14 for Cherry on the screen pass. Full rust there by the left side of the Knights. They were fooled there with the screen. Defensive backs didn't read it well, and they got burnt on that one. So it'll be first and 10. Ball's on the 47. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. Your Knights 7, the Patriots 7. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen,
Start your engine.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classic WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oops, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Alabama Bar and Grill is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located at 569 East National in Brazil, Alabama Bar and Grill is a great place for food, drinks, and entertainment. Pepsi is helping put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Alabama Bar and Grill.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview Knights football on WAMB. Start of the second quarter, the Patriots have the football, first and 10 on the, looks like, 49-yard line. They're going to take the snap. It's going to be a fumble. It's going to be recovered by the quarterback, Jace Russell, for a loss of three. That'll make it second down and 12 for the Patriots. 11:30 to go in the first half, and it's all tied up at 7-7. Braxton Sampson with a touchdown pass catch from Keegan Garrison for the first score for the Knights. Here we go, second down and 12. Russell under center, takes the snap, rolls out to the left side. He's being chased by Elias Gordon, and he's going to sack him. Gordon with a big tackle. That's going to be a loss of about nine, and that's going to be one sack on the season so far for Elias. And that's going to make it third down and a bunch. Russell went down as Elias Gordon busted right through and got him with the shoestring. So that's going to make it third down and 19. Ball's all the way back on the 43. Russell under center. Nope, now he's going to shuffle back. And we've got whistles on the field. Timeout. Terre Haute North, we'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. The Patriots on third down throw it out to the left side, and it's out of bounds, incomplete pass, and they're going to be forced to punt on fourth down. Patriots line up for the punt, the snap. It's going to be a soccer kick, not very good, as it's going to bounce at about the 35 and roll up to the 28-yard line, where it's going to be down by the Patriots. That was Jace Russell on the punt. So the Knights will have the football, first and 10, on the 28-yard line. So not much there for the Patriots on this drive, and the Knights will take over with 10:15 to go in the first half. Your score is 7-7 on the Great Dane Trailer scoreboard. Tonight's player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. For an insurance quote today, give Chad Schottmeyer a call. Northview football, double tight end set. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side. Garrison in the shotgun. He's got Collins to his right side. Elias Gordon in the slot goes in motion. Snap, hand off to Allen. Left side, cuts back to the right, up to about the 36-yard line where he's going to be whistled dead. They couldn't get him to the turf, but he got ahead to the 36, a pickup of 5 for Allen. And fourth quarter, Corbin is like a bowling ball tonight, bouncing in and out of defenders. 9:50 to go in the first half. 7-7. We knew it was going to be a good football game. The defense have to get acclimated to this read option that the Patriots do with the no huddle. Takes a little bit, especially the first game of the year. Elias Gordon's going to be lined up in the backfield. He's going to go in motion. Garrison drops back for a screen to Allen to the left side. He's got a lot of room. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40, 30, cuts back inside to 20, 15, 10, 5. He's brought down at the 4-yard line. What a run on the after the pass by Garrison, a screen pass. That's going to be 57 yards on the screen pass for Corbin Allen. 57. Corbin Allen, 57-yard pass from Garrison. And that's going to make it first and goal from the 5. Nice job there by the Knights offense. The linemen did what they needed to. They released, got downfield, plenty of blocking. Garrison's going to keep it right side. Cuts up the middle. He's going to get right to the goal line, and they're calling just short. So we'll call it plus 4 for Garrison. Nice play there by Coach Rates to call that up, as the Patriots didn't look for it on 2nd and 5. They looked for another rush and another run. Everybody rushed into the middle to try clogging up Allen's running lanes. And he wasn't there. He bounced out in the screen, and it worked to perfection. 2nd and goal, 6-inch line. Garrison's under center this time. He's got Elias Gordon in the backfield, going to block for Allen. It's going to be a dive play to Allen. He's going to score. Touchdown, Corbin Allen. Plus 1 for Allen. And on your Great Dane scoreboard, with 8:08 to go in the second quarter, the Knights 13, the Patriots 7. As coming on will be Patrick Corrigan for the PAT. Nice offensive set there by the Knights. 3-4 plays and a touchdown. All positive plays there for the Knights. Snap, slow. The kick is up and it's good. PAT is good. And we're going to take a real quick 60-second timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview. The Knights with a 72-yard touchdown drive. That touchdown brought to you by Refreshment Services, distributor of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. On the Riddell scoreboard, the Knights 14, the Patriots 7. 8:08 to go in the first half. Patrick Corrigan set to kick off. Kick's going to be high and long, and it's going to be fielded at the 15. That's Sturm. Oh, and he's hit hard at the 30. Breaks it out to the left side, up to the 40, 42, where he's thrown out of bounds. Sturm with a nice return there. He caught it in stride at the 15. And Terre Haute North's going to have good field position as they're going to get the ball at the 43-yard line. 42. 42-yard line. Keegan Garrison with the nice 57-yard screen play to Corbin Allen, and Allen able to punch it in from the 6-inch yard line to put the Knights up 14-7. First and 10. Jace Russell under center. Got Cherry in the backfield. Cherry and Stern. It's going to be a read this Cherry up the middle, and he's going to pick up about four. That read option's sure hard to read when you've got a really short quarterback. They've got Jace Russell listed at 5'9". He looks like he's about 4'6" with the tall lineman in front of him. It's so hard to read what he does with the football. Cherry not all that tall himself. They have Cherry listed. Stern's 5'11", and Cherry's listed at 5'11". And their line 6-1, 6-3, 6-6, 6-4. Read option works really well for Coach Barrett. He's going to run it again up the middle with Cherry. He's going to pick up three. That's going to make it third down and seven. Or third down and four. Third and four. For the Patriots. No huddle. Defense for the Knights. Pretty strong here in the second drive here for the Patriots. Now in this third attempt, let's see if we can shut them down again. Long snap count. Looks like an all-out blitz for the Knights. And Russell looks to the sidelines to change the play. He does. And he's going to pass. He's going to throw it out in the flat, and it's going to be caught at the 45-yard line. That catch is by number 11. Devin Stillwell, and that's going to be about a 5-yard pass to Stillwell. And it's going to make it first down for the Patriots. 6 minutes to go in the first half. 14-7 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil's home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Visit Cilantro's Grill in Brazil. Russell takes the snap, hands off Sturm. Sturm's going to get hit at the line of the scrimmage by 52. That's McKee. And McKee's going to sniff that one out, and it's going to be a pickup of one for Sturm. PDF Process Development Fabrication is headquartered in Brazil and is proud to be a part of this community. PDF Process Development Fabrication Incorporated. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Go see Debbie Butler and the gang at York Automotive. Russell in shotgun. Quick pass out to the outside. It's hit hard from behind. I don't think they're going to call it a catch. Incomplete, so it's going to make it third down and nine. Incomplete pass. Clock will stop with 5:07 to go in the first half. On your Great Dane scoreboard, Knights 14, Patriots 7. Tonight's player of the game will be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer of Brazil. Give Chad a call for a quote at 812-208-3244. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Russell in the shotgun. Three receivers right, two to the left, and we've got a flag. It's going to be a delay of game. Dead ball foul, delay of game. It's going to be 5 yards. First penalty. And that's going to push it back and make it third down and 14. First flag of the season coming with 5:07 in the first half. So here we go. Third down and 14. Three receivers right, one to the left. Russell in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to keep it. We got a holding. Got a flag on a play. Yellow brings yellow, and it's going to be a big one for the Patriots. I'm pretty sure it was holding. It's either holding or encroachment on the defense. One or the other. Looked like it was fast on his feet for Sampson. Sampson, I think, got across the line too soon. So they're going to give him the 5 yards back. Well, no, it's 10 yards. Was that holding? Defensive holding? 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And it's going to make it third down. They'll repeat the down, so it'll be third and one. So that's going to be a 17-yard penalty against the Knights. And it's third and one, so the Patriots right back in business. Handoff up the middle. The Cherries faked. It's a pitch, and it's going to be a muff ball. Sturm's going to cover it at the 49-yard line. And that's going to put them right back to the line of scrimmage before the penalty. Busted play by the Patriots. So that's minus 18 on Sturm. And that's going to make it fourth down and a bunch. Fourth down and 15. So to punt will be Jace Russell. And back for the Knights will be Easton Morgan, the junior. The speedster, 5'8", 150 pounds. Easton stands at the 25-yard line. The last kick wasn't a very good one. Russell's kick this time isn't that good either. It's going to hit at the 30, but it's going to take a really good soccer roll, and it's going to get down to the 19. So it's going to be down to the 19 with 4:04 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights have the ball, 14-7 lead. We'll be back after a 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field. The Knights have the ball first and 10 from the 19. Garrison with the quarterback keeper up the middle. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a yard. So it's going to be second down and 11.
Right down to number 50, Dylan Kirkman.
Kirkman with the tackle for the Patriots. I'm Brad Wallace. Nobody in the booth with me tonight because of COVID-19 restrictions. Hopefully we can get a color commentator here at the future, but until then, I'll do the best I can to keep you Northview football coverage. Brought to you on WAMB Radio. You can listen to us at 106.9 AM 1130 in Brazil, FM 99.5 in Terre Haute, and WAMBradio.com. Hand off to Corbin Allen around the right side. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. They're gonna show him down with a loss of one. Loss of one there for Allen. So the Knights have third and 12 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Need to get something going here. Not sure what Coach Rates is setting up for. Hopefully another big play. Garrison the senior, Allen the senior. Elias Gordon, another senior. Playing in their last football season in the high school level. Here we go. We got a timeout, it looks like, by the Knights. Timeout Knights with 2:33 to go in the first half on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights lead 14-7. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or for carryout to yours. Plus, Cilantro's now has an outdoor patio perfect for those who would like to eat outside. For more details or to reserve a table, call 420-3299. Feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School, Jerry Anderson Field. A beautiful Friday night under a bright sunlight, sun-ridden night. Turf's just sparkling. Knights in their home black jerseys, gray pants. Patriots in blue and white, and the Knights lead 14-7. Third down and 12, nothing here on this drive so far for the Knights. Garrison lost a yard. Corbin Allen lost a yard. Now let's see what we can do after this timeout. Morse Manufacturing in Brazil. Join our team. Join our team by applying at Morse Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. It's Morse Manufacturing. Third and 12, 2:33 to go. In motion's going to be Easton Morgan, number two. Snap to Garrison, drops back to pass. He's going to throw it deep, and it looks like Braxton Sampson's going to catch it, and it's going to be pass interference on the defense. Sampson picks that ball up, reads it well, and is tackled at the 44-yard line. So let's see here. That's going to be 32 plus 6, 38-yard pass for Sampson, and let's see what the flag is. Going to be pass interference against the Patriots. It's going to be declined, and it'll be a Northview Knights first down from the 44-yard line. Coach Rates had a great play drawn up there, and Braxton Sampson, the first-year receiver, coming from the tight end slot, sliding all around. That young man's got a bright future ahead of him. Here we go. Morgan to the left. Looks like Elias Gordon on the far side with heading. Allen in the backfield. Shotgun for Garrison. Elias goes in motion, stops in the slot. Fumble, and it looks like it's going to be recovered by Corbin Allen. It's going to be second down. So a fumble recovered by Corbin Allen. So it's going to be a loss of two for Allen. And we got a Northview timeout. We'll take one with 1:46 to go on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's lead 14-7. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morse Manufacturing in Brazil. Morse Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business.
Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Jerry Anderson Field, Northview High School, Brazil, Indiana. 1:46 to go in the first half. The Knights have it 2nd and 12, and they lead on the Great Dane scoreboard 14-7. The greatest spectacle in racing. Tune in this Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Indianapolis 500. You can hear it live on WAMB, AM 1130, FM 106.9, and 99.5. Garrison takes the snap, rolls out to the left. He's going to throw an interception. It's going to be an interception. Elias Gordon was their intended receiver, and he was tackled.
That's horrible.
So it's going to be an interception. No flag as Elias Gordon was tackled. And no flag. Coach Rates is out on the field wanting an explanation. So, as you can hear, the crowd doesn't approve. And the Patriots will take over on the 29-yard line. Not sure who had the interception. Did you get it, Mac? Number 18, that being Cottrell. So, the Patriots have it with 1:40 to go in the first half. Handoff up the middle to Cherry. He's going to bust it all the way up to the 49-yard line. Pickup of 20 for Cherry. And heading with the tackle. 1:33 to go, and the ball's set. Clock's running. No flag on that play there, and the interception occurred. So the Patriots have the ball. And what a sack by none other than Elias Gordon in the backfield. He picks up Jace Russell and plants him in the turf right at the Knights logo. And the ball's fumbled, and it's recovered by the Knights. I didn't see that. And the Knights are going to get it on a fumble, and it's recovered by 42 being Sampson. Sampson, the playmaker tonight. So the Knights will have it back, and they're going to have it on the 46-yard line. It's hard to do stats, write everything down, talk, pay attention. Thanks for Scott McDonald up here helping out. 1:21 on the Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights have it as Garrison's in the shotgun. Drops back to pass. It's going to be a screen again, this time to Gordon at the 45, the 40, 35. He's trucking forward to the 25-yard line, and he's out of bounds. Out of bounds, and that's going to be a pickup. That's going to be a pickup for 4 and 22, so 26 yards pickup on the pass for Gordon. So here we go, 1st and 10. 1 minute to go. Garrison quick out to Easton Morgan. Morgan gets up to the 16-yard line. Pick up a 10. Morgan with his first catch of the season. And he gets out of bounds, so it'll be, they give him 9 on that one, so it'll be 2nd and 1. 56.6 to go in the first half. Garrison in the shotgun. Corbin Allen behind him. Morgan to the right. Gordon to the right. Heading to the right. Misdirection. Cut up the middle. Allen. Allen's going to be drugged from behind and gets up to about the 14-yard line. Gets up to the 14-yard line. So a pickup there of 3 for Allen. And it's 1st down with 42 seconds to go. Clock's running. Garrison in the shotgun. Double tight end set. Allen to his right. He picks it up off the turf. Low snap. He's going to run it to the right side. He's being chased from behind, and he's tackled for a loss by 36, Griffin Graham. And we got a timeout Knights. Timeout clock. The clock is not working. All right, we got clock confusion. We got a timeout on the field for the Knights. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classic WAMB.
You're listening to Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. The Knights have the ball. It looks like it's going to be second down and a bunch, 15 yards with 27 seconds to go. And who's your pick to win the Indianapolis 500? Log into our Facebook or Twitter. Post who you think's going to win the Indianapolis 500. You can listen to it live on WAMB 1130, FM 106.9, and FM 99.5 for this Sunday at 1 p.m. So here we go. The Knights have the football, second down and 15. A lot of misdirection, changing, and everything here for the Knights. 4 seconds on the play clock. Gordon goes in motion. 2 seconds. They just get it off. Garrison's being hit from behind, and he throws it, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by Sturm, and Sturm's gone. Or Jack Daly. Jack Daly is going to run it back, but we got a flag on the play. It was an interception with a flag on the play. Garrison was in the grass. He was tackled, and he threw it, trying to just get the play off, and it was intercepted by Jack Daly, and a penalty is going to be against the Patriots, a block in the back. They will have the football. It'll be an interception. So the Patriots will have the ball. And I'm pretty sure it'll bring it back to what? The 36? And then they'll run the play. It'll be from the 36, or sorry, 41. And they'll go back 10 yards. So they should have it from, we'll call it probably the 49. Let's see. They're standing at the 41, and he's going to go back 10 yards. Should be the 46. No. 46. Now he's going back forward. There we go. 49-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 from the 49 with 10.9 seconds to go. Garrison throwing interception there with plenty of time on the clock. He should have got rid of it a little sooner, but first game of the season. The senior got to get his wits with him, and thankful for the block in the back because Jack Daly took that to the house quickly. Speaking of Daly, will Connor Daly win this year's Indy 500? You can listen live 1 p.m. Sunday on WAMB. Patriots got the ball, first and 10. 10 seconds to go, and it's going to be a rush. Quarterback keeper up the middle, Jace Russell. And Russell gets up to the 50-yard line, and that's going to do it for the first half. The Knights 14, the Patriots 7. We'll be right back with the halftime show. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Alabama Bar and Grill is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located at 569 East National in Brazil, Alabama Bar and Grill is a great place for food, drinks, and entertainment. Pepsi is helping put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Alabama Bar and Grill.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back to our Commissioner's Corner, our first time out with the new Commissioner of the IHSAA. Paul Neidig joins us. And, Paul, you come in, obviously, at a very difficult time. This is an extremely busy week, important week. Fall sports have begun early on. What are your feelings about how the member institutions have handled an unprecedented time in high school sports?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm just proud. You know, the fact that we're actually at the field, we're playing, we're practicing, we're continuing on, it makes me very proud because I know, man, we got great people out there running our schools that are passionate about their kids and want to do the best for them in education-based athletics, and this is just an example of how good they really are at their job.
It's going to be an interesting season, I think, without question, because when we start fall sports where there's a certain certainty, not to sound redundant, but there's certainty in terms of what we're doing with our sports. And now we have uncertainty across the board. And as you mentioned, people have handled it well, but none of us really know what's going to happen tomorrow.
We don't. We don't. And that's been the nature of this pandemic, COVID-19. It's not a predictable, you know, thing for us. It constantly changes, and that's why I've always preached throughout this entire process to resist the temptation to look too far down the road, because things are changing, and we have to deal today. We have to look out a week, maybe two, but then we have to be able to adjust accordingly. You know, this is not something that we're going to be able to say. You know, I get questions all the time, what's the state tournament going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
How many teams and how many fans are going to be able to come participate or watch the games? And we don't know the answer to that right now. I know the governor wants to get to stage five as quick as he can, and when it's safe to do so, he'll do that, and then the doors will open up a little bit more for high school athletics across the state with fan participation.
You're an old coach. You remember, control the controllables. That's what you
That's
tell
right.
All of our coaching friends. We've all done it, but now there are fewer things over which you can control. But I think, as you pointed out earlier, coaches have been diligent, have been really fantastic role models in how they're supposed to conduct themselves and how their student athletes are supposed to conduct themselves.
Absolutely. The things we can control right now is we can control wearing masks. We control doing the things that the experts tell us are safe operations and social distancing and spacing out. Those are well within our control right now. But I've got to tell you, Bob, I said one of the things that I worry about more than anything are people who are not completely honest with their exposure or their testing with their programs, with their coaches. And I've had a couple instances across the states where families have made the decision to go ahead and send the child knowing that they've been in close contact with a family member, and they've quarantined the entire team. And those selfish acts are uncontrollable by our coaches, but certainly have an effect on the entire program. And that's a real concern that I have moving forward.
Well, it's a big weekend, opening night of high school football. Most of our schools are in action. I know you're excited about it. And I think this will be one of those more historic opening nights of high school football that we've ever had.
It absolutely will be. And, you know, unfortunately, we've got a few teams that aren't going to get a play this week due to safety precautions and quarantines. But, you know, they're going to be back soon. And we're going to have the vast majority of our teams step on those fields Friday night. The lights are going to get turned on, and, man, we're going to be playing high school football again. And that's going to be a great day, great evening, and we're excited to get to that moment. And but, you know, as excited as I am, imagine being a kid.
Yeah.
You know, that gets to take that field again because they're worried about losing their last opportunity to step on the field in their school colors with the name across their chest. And by gosh, we're almost there.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig, our weekly conversation about all things related to the IHSAA. Paul, I wish you and your staff and all the kids and coaches and fans a fantastic weekend this weekend, and I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Thanks, Coach, and as always, I appreciate what you do to help school athletes across the state.
Thanks very much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by a whole slew of sponsors. If you want to be a sponsor and you want to support the community and be part of the North United sports coverage, give us a call at 812-420-2518. DLC Media can bring your business results by utilizing our five Terre Haute area radio stations. WAMB Radio is your home for CBS Radio news on the hour, every hour. Stay tuned and stay informed. On your Great Dane scoreboard at halftime, the Knights lead 14-7. As Corbin Allen has rushed and Well, all-purpose yards way over 150 for the first half. Scoring for the Knights on the second drive for the Knights was a touchdown pass for 5 yards to Braxton Sampson after a 19-yard catch by Braxton Sampson and a 17-yard run for Allen. With 2:34 to go in the first quarter, the Knights were on the scoreboard to tie up the Patriots. The second score come with 8:08 to go in the second period as the Knights had a 62-yard pass screenplay to Corbin Allen. Allen rushed for 6 yards, Garrison for 4, and a point after attempt by Patrick Corrigan to put the Knights up 14-7. Scoring for the Patriots, the second drive of the game, they had a 26-yard touchdown pass for Moody, and they scored with 6:12 to go in the first, and a point after attempt was good. That's your scoring for the first half. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, the Patriots 7. Frank Rush brings you the latest Wabash Valley local news weekdays mornings at the top of every hour and at noon on Timeless Classic WAMB. You can tune in this Sunday at 1 p.m. for the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. You can hear the race live on WAMB AM 1130, FM 106.9, and FM 99.5. Tonight's opening game, opening around the state. I'm looking up scores around the Wabash Valley. As you can tell, it's football season around as you follow Twitter and Facebook for all the posting. And let's see here. Let me look. I can't. Why it's loading up, I'll give you a little insight. Tonight after the broadcast, every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight, you can join WAMB 1130, 106.9, and 99.5 and listen to one of the best in the business, Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk, as they come to you live every Friday and Saturday from 9:30 to midnight on WAMB. Let's see here. End of the first quarter, South Putnam 43, Cloverdale 0. Big score there. And nothing's loading up, so not a lot of service out here tonight. Knights come back to the field as we got about 4 minutes to go. Well, while I'm looking for scores here, we'll go ahead and take a commercial break and come back with the rest of the halftime show. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview Knights football on WAMB from beautiful Jerry Anderson Field. At halftime on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, the Terre Haute North Patriots 7. Park Heritage game tonight was canceled. Seeger and Park Heritage canceled, so not a lot of score updates so far across the valley. One of the big ones, though, tonight, Ben Davis up 31. Ben Davis trailed 31-0 to Warren Central. So looking at the rest of the season for the Knights, hopefully we get the whole season in. We will bring you coverage of all of the Northview Knights athletic events here football-wise. And you can see our complete schedule on Facebook. But next Friday night, we'll travel to Greencastle, hopefully, and take on the Tiger Cubs at 7 p.m. We'll have the pregame show at 6:45. Trying to read through here my notes, but Corbin Allen and Braxton Sampson so far has been the offensive threats for the Knights. Passing-wise, Keegan Garrison with over 150 yards, 26 to Elias Gordon, 38 to Sampson on two drives. Let's see, then we've got a 62 to Allen, 19 to Sampson. So not nice night here for Garrison as far as passing. Garrison's negative 13 yards running. But this Northview Knights team looking to take the early season win over the Terre Haute North Patriots, coached by Mr. Barrett. Chris Barrett, been over there at the Patriots for a while. Let's see here. Last year, the Knights lost 7-0 to the Patriots. 2018, we beat them 35-26. 2017, a loss by 21. 2015, we didn't play the Patriots that year. And in 2014, we lost 21-7. So 1 out of 5, looking for 2 for 6 tonight to start the season out. Check out our website for local news and information, including obituaries from both Clay Vigo County. Bookmark WAMBradio.com and stay informed every day. Like to thank all of our sponsors and everybody for coming on board. If you want to be a part of our Northview Knights sports coverage, or if you want to reach more customers by utilizing our 5 Terre Haute area radio stations, call us at 812-420-2518. DLC Media can bring your business results. Well, you hear the horn, and they're getting set up as they've added 3 more minutes to the clock. No band performance this year. I'm not sure if they're doing a road show or a halftime show because of no marching season. So the band's just a pep band here for moral support. And we missed them there at the opening as they, in our pregame break, they did the national anthem. But a lot of things changed around the whole United States, around the whole world with this COVID. But just be thankful we're able to broadcast. We're able to give you a sporting event. And we've got fans in the stands, and if you wasn't able to attend and you're listening live on WAMB, we greatly appreciate it. We will have coverage of every game we're allowed to play, so stay tuned. Bookmark us. We're here. This Sunday, you can listen to the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, at 1 p.m. You can hear it on AM 1130, FM 106.9, and FM 99.5. Well, both teams now are huddled up and getting ready to get this thing underway. Back in the studio, Dennis Porter running the booth, and DLC Media Operations owner Dave Crooks home listening. Just a beautiful night, and just so thankful to be able to broadcast this game and be able to set up here and watch these young men. So much talent out here. Got a lot of freshmen and sophomore on this football team that I didn't get a chance to mention there. Hopefully we'll get the next game we'll be able to get a little bit talking to them. But Caleb Owen's been really good out there on the defensive side. He's only a sophomore. You got Brayson Moody's a sophomore. Gabe Stockram, he's a sophomore, getting a lot of playing time. Devin Barnhart, defensive lineman, he's out there in a lot. So a lot of future here for the Knights. Got a Imer Holman, freshman, 5'11", running back, did really good in a scrimmage Saturday. Got his first Knights touchdown. Imir's an up-and-coming star, going to be a really good athlete. He's a multi-sport athlete, transferred in this year. I've watched Imir grow up since he was about 7 years old. He's played basketball in the organizations my family's been involved in, and great young man, great family, and glad to see him prospering on the athletic side of things. Northview volleyball's in swing, tennis going on. Just a great start to the school year. We've completed what everybody thought was going to be a trying start, and things just plugging right away. So here we go, the second whistle, and we're lining up for the second half. On your Great Dane scoreboard, tonight's 14, Patriots 7. Let's see what we can do here in the next 24 minutes and see if we can put up a couple more touchdowns. Speaking of young men, the junior Patrick Corrigan, he's going to kick it away for the Knights. Sturm back to receive it for the Patriots. It's a big kick, and it's going to be fielded at about the 14-yard line. And he's going to stumble ahead, tackled by Isaac Torbert. Looks like the carry's number 14, Jaden Waite. Jaden Waite being a sophomore for the Patriots, alumni of St. Patrick's School. So the Patriots will have the ball first and 10 on the 23-yard line. Here we go. First and 10 from the 23. Russell under center. Takes a snap, hands it off to Cherry. Cherry Jukes falls down. It's going to be a loss of two. We'll call the tackle on number eight. That's Josh Wright. Josh Wright, a junior. And it's going to make it second down and 12. Sun is finally set. We can see the game without dancing around and doing everything you can to get the sun out of your eyes. But we'll take it over the rain and clouds. Russell takes a snap, rolls around his left side. He's going to throw it downfield, and it's caught by number 11. That's Stillwell. Stillwell is going to pick up. He's going to pick up, let's see. They're going to give him about 9 yards. So Stillwell on a pass, picks up 9. It's going to make it third and 1. So here we go. Third and 1, 10:47 to go in the third quarter. Russell under center. Got a false start. We got two flags, and one's calling it against the defense, and the other one's shaking. He's agreeing. Well, yep, it's going to be against the Knights. So plus 5 on the penalty, and it's going to make it a first down. So that's going to put the ball up on the 37-yard line, and it's going to be first and 10 from the 37.
Let's go. Tighten it up, B.
Park County RMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative, and Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Great Dane Trailers is hiring direct. Join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. First and 10. Tight set. Double tight end to the right for Russell. It's going to be Sturm on the sweep, and there's nothing there. Almost a tackle for loss. They're going to get him back to the line of scrimmage. Braxton Sampson with the tackle. No gain. And it's going to be second and 10. Jet sweep for Sturm. And nobody was fooled here for the Knights. Let's see here for the Knights defensively. Don't look like we've got any changes in the second half. Josh Wright to the near side. Easton Morgan to the far side. And Russell goes under center. Sturm goes back in the back. It's a read option. Handoff up the middle to Cherry, and he's hit for a loss. Cherry loses two, and Sampson with another tackle. Braxton Sampson, a junior. Loss of what? They're bringing it all the way back up to the line of scrimmage. Wow. I don't agree with that spot. So third down and 10. Third and 10, three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Cherry the lone back. Russell takes a snap, drops back to pass. He's going to be intercepted by Corbin Allen. And Corbin Allen fumbles the ball, but it's recovered by the Knights. Elias Gordon laid Russell out after he passed that ball in all-out form. I don't see a flag. So Corbin fumbled, re-intercepted it, fumbled it, and it was recovered by the Patriots. INT fumble. So Allen with a fumble. And an INT. So Corbin Allen intercepted it at the 41-yard line. He fumbled it at the 39 and recovered it to 40 for the Patriots. So that'll give them first and 10 now from the 40. Quick pitch out to the near side. It's going to be number 4. That's Connor Bray. Connor Bray, the sophomore, and he's going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage for a loss of 1. And that's going to make it second down and 11. Josh Wright with the tackle. Weird event there on the interception by Corbin Allen. And he did something you don't see Corbin do very often, fumbling the football. And he got hit hard from the far side as he tried juking back around and lost the football. So here we go. Second 11, 8 minutes in the third quarter. Russell in the shotgun. Rolls off to the left. And it's a pass, and it's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage by 14, Jaden Waite. And so he's going to pick up 1 by the sophomore Waite. And that's going to make it third and 10. Elias Gordon getting all kinds of pressure on Russell. Patriots coming out here with the passing game heavily in the second half. Cherry's only carried the ball once or twice. Russell rolls out to the right side. He's going to pass it again. He's being pressured by the Knights, and it's going to be completed by number 23. That's Damon Sturm at the 49. That's going to be a first down. Sturm on the pass reception. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Patriots. First and 10 from the 49. Ball spotted at the 49-yard line. Patriots going to the run or to the passing game here to start the second half. Hand off to Cherry up the middle. He's going to pick up about 3, where he's tackled by the Knights, Dylan White and Colton McKee. Cherry for plus 3. So White and McKee in on the tackles. Coming off of the field will be 36, Caleb Owens. Caleb with the looks like to be shook up a little bit, needing a breather. As checking in his place is Gabe Stockram, the sophomore. Sturm goes in motion, misdirection, handoff, and a counter. That's 39. Connor Lutz. Lutz is going to run it all the way down to the 2-yard line. A pickup of 44. And that counter right there by Lutz. And it's going to be first and goal from the 3. That counter is very hard to cover on the read option. One of the hardest things because you're expecting them to do the jet and they cut it right up in the counter. So 6:15 to go. They got first and goal. See what the Knights can do here. Cherry's going to run it up the middle, and he's not going to make it in. He's going to be stopped at the 2-yard line. plus one for Cherry. And that's going to make it second and goal from the two. Big play there by the Patriots. Let's see what the defense has got here. We got an official timeout, resetting the clock, the game clock, to 40 seconds, the play clock to 40 seconds. Here we go. Second and two from 5:36 to go in the third period. Patriots looking to score. Russell under center. Cherry to his right. Going to hand it off up the middle. Touchdown. Walks in the end zone. That's a two-yard touchdown run for Cherry. So 5:25 to go in the third. The Patriots put it 14-13 on your Great Danes scoreboard. So here we go. Point after attempt by Jack Butwin. Snap, the kick, it's up, and it's good. So on your Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, the Patriots 14. We'll be back after a 60-second break. You're listening to Northfield Football on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. 14-14 on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Patriots just marched down the field 77 yards on a one-yard touchdown run by Cherry with 5:25 to go in the third, tied it up. So the Patriots set to kick off. Back for the Knights is going to be Easton Morgan, Corbin Allen, Braxton Sampson. Set up here on the second line. Kick's going to be a short one. It's going to be fielded by number 32. That's Elias Graff. And Graff's going to get it at the 32, and he's going to take it up to the 43. So the Knights will have it on the 43. Collins in on the tackle for the Patriots. So let's see if we can answer here. Had a chance. We stopped them there in that last drive and had an INT by Corbin Allen, and he fumbled it on the return. So let's bounce back here and see what we've got offensively. Keegan Garrison is shotgun. Gordon lined up to his right side, Allen to his left. Two receivers to the far side. Elias goes in motion to the right. Going to be a quick out to Elias. He's going to cut back inside. And he's going to pick up maybe a yard. So Elias picks up a yard on the screen play. Patriots stayed home. Sniffed that one out. Second down and nine. 5 minutes to go in the third. Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him at 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. We'll have a player of the game in the postgame show. Sponsored by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Second down and nine. Two receivers to the near side. Tied in to the right. Gordon goes in motion. He comes toward us. Garrison, low snap. Quarterback keeper, right side. He's going to bust up for a pickup of four. So pickup of four. For Garrison. And the Knights will have it. Third down and five. 14-14 is your score. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB. You can listen to us online if you can't listen live on the radio dial at WAMBradio.com. Tell your friends and family. Here we go. Snap, Garrison, quick pass. It's tipped and incomplete and down on the play. Hit hard. I can't tell who that is. I think it's Easton Morgan. Easton Morgan was the intended receiver, and he was flattened in the air. Hit the turf hard, and that's going to have an official's timeout for an injury. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order. So it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview. Good sign. Easton Morgan up and walks off the field gingerly, holding his right knee a little bit. But Nicole Gonzalez, the trainer, she's going to take him over and look, take a look at him. And the Knights look like they're going to line up to punt. So it's fourth and five. Here we go. Snap. It's a high one, but it's fielded, and the punt's away. Zachary Ferris with a punt. Nobody's going to touch it, and it's going to roll down to the 16-yard line. So a nice punt there by Zachary Ferris, the junior. And so the Patriots will have the ball first and 10 from the 16. Incomplete pass there on third down, and Easton Morgan gets up and comes off. That's a good sign for the Knights. Hey, after the game, visit Cilantro's Grill and Canteen in Brazil, home of excellence, excellent Mexican food. For your next home improvement project, visit Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. Patriots have it, first and 10 from the 16, 3:38 to go in the third quarter, 14-14 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Double tight end set, I formation, handoff to Cherry's faked, and it's going to be a keeper this time by Russell. He's going to break it out to the left side, up the sideline, and it gets ran out of bounds about the 43-yard line, and that's going to be a big pickup for the Patriots. 27-yard run for the quarterback, Jace Russell. So here we go, first and 10. Russell under center, same formation. Handoff this time's to Sturm, and he's clobbered by 23 Sampson. Sampson hits him for a loss of two. Braxton Sampson read that and laid Sturm down on the turf for a two-yard loss. It's going to make it second down and 12. 3 minutes to go in the third. Beautiful sunset. Beautiful night now here at Northview. Russell in his shotgun. Cherry is right. He's going to bounce out. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. Intended for 14. That's Jaden Waite. Incomplete pass makes it third down. Good defensive stand there by the Knights. A little confusion here on the defense side. Let's see, 3, 5, 8, got 11 players. Gabe Stockram runs in. I'm not sure who else was supposed to be out there, but Elias Gordon come off the field. So here we go. Third down, Russell, shotgun again. He's going to pass it quick over the middle, tipped, incomplete, and that's Sampson on the breakup, intended for Sturm. And so that's going to make it fourth down for the Patriots with 2:42 to go in the third, and they look to punt. And your quarterback, Jace Russell, is also the punter, and he does a soccer rugby-type kick, so it's almost like it's going to be a fake because he either runs right or left before he kicks it. He doesn't kick it far, and he doesn't kick it high. This time he's rolling out to the right, and he's going to keep it. And he's going to fake the punt and get up to about the 40-yard line. But we got a flag. It's going to be a holding. Look, pretty sure it's going to be a holding against the Patriots, number 6, Donald Dean. Let's see what the official says. If it's from the spot of the foul, it won't be a first down. Illegal block in the back, holding pretty much the same thing. So it'll go back 10 yards, but they'll replay the down. And I was just talking about that rugby style, that kick that Jace Russell does, and he did it well this time. Ran it out to the right side like he was going to kick it, and he just tucked it in his pocket and ran up. But luckily for the Knights, there was a penalty. And so we'll try this again. So it's fourth down now. And 6 yards. So Corbin Allen's standing back now to 27-yard line. And let's see what Russell does this time. Russell goes ahead and kicks it this time, and it's going to go out of bounds. Where's the official going with this kick? Let's see where he's coming now. Where is he stopping? Where he stops, nobody knows. 42-yard line, so a punt of plus 12. I wasn't sure where the official was going, Mac, but it reminded me of that old carnival game where you put the quarter and they spun the wheel and the mouse went in the hole, and if he went in the hole, you won a prize. PETA probably shut that one down. Here we go. First and 10 for the Knights. They got the ball at the 42. Let's get a touchdown, Keegan Garrison. Keegan Garrison in the shotgun. He's got Gordon to his right, who's going in motion. Allen stays home on the left side, and it's going to be a handoff to Allen. A little cross up. He's hitting the backfield. No gain, no blocking. Coach Raitt's not happy. They're going to give him no gain, so that's better than the loss. But no blocking on the right side of the line for the Knights. Second down and 10 with just under 2 minutes to go in third period. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 west of Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Go see Rob York and all the associates there and buy you a new vehicle. Now, Braxton Sampson's a little off on that play, and it's going to be a negative 5 on the penalty for a false start. That's the first mistake I've seen so far out of the junior in Braxton Sampson, as he's had a great night so far for the Knights, but that's going to make it second and 15. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated, PDF is headquartered in Brazil and proud to be part of this community. Second down and 15. Here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. Double tight end set. He's going to pass it quick on the out to Morgan. Nice to see Easton back in the game. And he's going to catch it and get out of bounds at the 40, 4-yard line. So a plus 7 for Easton Morgan. And we got third down and 8. 7 on the scoreboard. Third and 7. 1:18 to go in the third period. The Knights need a touchdown here. I'd like to see us take about 9 minutes off the clock scoring. Gordon goes in motion. Low snap. Garrison's going to fake the handoff, and he's going to throw it downfield. Braxton Sampson, and it's tipped, almost intercepted by Jack Daly. And the Knights are going to have to punt again. Not a good sign as Zach Ferris comes out to punt it away from his 30. Braxton Sampson there, the intended receiver, and it was read really well by Daly. So let's see what will happen. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Visit us at our Brazil and Terre Haute locations. We're Riddell National Bank. Snap, high, kick, up, and it's a doozy. It's going to be caught at the 26, and it's going to be returned. That's Jason Cottrell, and Cottrell's going to be tackled by 32. That's Graff. Elias Graff, the sophomore. So the Patriots will have the football on the 37-yard line. Let's see if the defense can get another stop here. Defensively for the Knights, we got Corbin Allen in the safety. Dylan White in the back, 21 as a defensive back. Tyler Heading on the far side. You've got corner in Josh Wright. And on the near side, looks like Dylan White. Snap, handoff up the middle, carry by... Let's see, who is it? I know it's not Cherry. Yeah, it is Cherry with the... Cherry's going to pick up 4. Stockroom with the tackle. And it's 2nd and 6. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Probably one more play for the Patriots. Lorenz Service Center, located at 400 East National in Brazil. Visit lorenzservice.com for more information. Snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper around the left side. Jace Russell rushes ahead for... let's see. They're going to give him 5. Russell picks up 5, so it's going to be 3rd down and a yard, maybe a yard and a half. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. On the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, the Patriots 14. We'll be back with the 4th and final period on Northview Knights football on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Alabama Bar and Grill is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located at 569 East National in Brazil, Alabama Bar and Grill is a great place for food, drinks, and entertainment. Pepsi is helping put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Alabama Bar and Grill.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back on your Great Dane scoreboard. It's all tied up, 14-14. Fourth quarter underway momentarily. Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley, proud to be a sponsor of Northview Athletics on WAMB. Morse Manufacturing, join our team today. Apply at Morse Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Stay tuned after the game as we'll bring you the post-game show. And our player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. So Jace Russell's under center. He's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle, and he's going to get enough for a first down. Pick up a three. So Russell with a plus three, and it'll be first and 10 for the Patriots at the 49. No huddle here for the Patriots. They look to the sideline. They call in a play. They get set. They decide where the defensive set's at, and then they run the pass read option. Russell takes snaps, going to pitch it to the outside to Sturm. Sturm with a stiff arm, breaks one tackle, gets up to about the 46, 47-yard line, where it looks like we've got Tyler heading down for the Knights as he got a stiff arm and looks like his knee went the other direction. And it's going to be second down. Second down and five. So plus five for Sturm on the pitch. Heading had the chance to wrap him up. Tackling for a loss, but the senior lost grip and got injured up on the play, and he comes to the sideline for a play. Snap, Russell hands it off, Sturm up the middle. Nothing there. Sturm maybe a yard. We'll give him one. That'll make it third down and four. Torbert with the tackle. Ike Torbert, Jr. So here we go. Third down and five. 10:20 to go in the game. 14 all. Russell rolls out to the near side. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be caught by Sturm. And Sturm is going to get enough for a first down. He's going to be out of bounds at the 36-yard line. So plus 20. Plus 20. Sturm, and it makes it first and 10. Knights defense needs to step it up here. Got Cherry and Sturm in the backfield, three receivers to the far side. Russell under center. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going to rush ahead for about 11 yards as the Knights defense needs to get a stop, as it looks like we're in reverse mode like we was in the first. The first defensive set. Defense is retreating instead of penetrating. And this read option now is going the other direction for the Knights. Knights missing a couple key players out there defensively, as Parker Jordan's on the sideline. Parker in his senior year. Russell under center, hands it off to Cherry. Cherry's going to rush ahead for two. Whole host of Knights in on the tackle. Yep, a couple of them limping, standing up. Owens and McKee. And we got a substitution. It looks like McKee's going to come out and 62. That's Devin Barnhart. The sophomore goes in. So Russell looks to the sideline. He's going to change the play. He's got Cherry and Sturm in the backfield. Knights look to blitz. They're going to hand it off to Sturm up the middle, and he's going to be tackled for a gain of about two. Let's see who gets up there from the Knights. It looks like it's going to be 24, Ike Torbert. So it's going to be third down and six. So here we go, third down. And the quarterback's going to keep it around the right side, and he's going to pick up 8 yards, and it's going to be a first down for the Patriots. So Russell with a plus 8 and a first down. 8 minutes to go in the game. The Patriots are inside the 20. They're inside the 15. It's first and 10. Ball spotted on the 13-yard line. Defense needs to make it. They need to get a stop here. Russell under center, double tight end set again for the Patriots. They're going to hand it off Cherry left side. He's going to bounce out to the out to about the 3-yard line where he's pushed out of bounds. Corbin Allen, the safety, comes up and gets the big fella where he picks up 11. Sorry, plus 10 for Cherry. As the Knights, you can tell it's a home opener, as all the defense is cramped with this hurry-up offense, no huddle, not a lot of chance for substitutions. Play clock's reset. And there's 7:33 to go in the game on your Riddell National Bank scoreboard. Tonight's 14, Patriots 14, but they got it first and goal from the 2. Russell under center. Takes the snap, hands it off to Cherry. Cherry's going to be hit for loss. They'll probably give him a yard. Nope, they're going to get him loss of 2. Minus two for Cherry. And that's going to make it second and goal from the 5. Second and 5. Nice read there by the defense. Stay tuned after the game for the Chad Schottmeyer Player of the Game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer of Brazil. Russell under center. He's going to pass. Rolls out to his right side. He's going to throw it, and it's caught by number 14, Jaden Waite. Terre Haute North touchdown. Touchdown by Waite. Jaden Waite, the sophomore. So with 6:41 to go in the game, the Knights are trailing the Patriots. Coming in is Jack Butwin to kick for the Patriots. It's a low snap. It's up, and the point after is good. So on the Great Dane scoreboard, the Knights 14, Patriots 21. We'll be back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
6:41 to go in tonight's football contest here tonight. 21-14, they trail the Terre Haute North Patriots. Patriots just marched down the field 63 yards to put up a touchdown, a 5-yard touchdown pass by Jaden Waite. Point after attempt was good by Jack Butwin. Set to kick off for the Patriots is Jack Daly. And back deep for the Knights is Easton Morgan and Corbin Allen. Fourth quarter, Corbin now. Let's see what he can do. Let's see if he can put these Knights on the seniors' back, rush right down the field, and get us a touchdown and tie this one up. He fields it at 16. He's at the 20, the 25, the 30, up to the 35. And the Knights will have it first and 10 from the 35. Nice return there by Corbin with 6:36 to go in the game. Let's dig deep here, Knights. Elias Gordon still down on the sidelines being attended on. A lot of cramping going on here by this Knights football team. Keegan Garrison having a really good game tonight. Did throw the one interception, but has passed for well over 150 yards. And let's see what we can do here. Double tight end set. Garrison shotgun. He's going to quick pass outside, and he threw it way behind Easton Morgan, intended receiver. So it's second and 10. Threw it behind Morgan, or Morgan turned the wrong way. They weren't on the same page on that one. Used the wrong football, it looks like. They've just switched out the football, so each team plays with their own. So here we go, second down. Heading comes to the near side. Morgan on the far side. Morgan's going to go in motion. Garrison takes the snap. He's going to pass. It's going to be a flat to Allen. Allen at the 35, the 40. Cuts back into the middle to the 45. First down, Northview. Plus 11 for Allen. And that's going to be a Knights first down. 6:23 to go in the game on a Great Dane scoreboard. Fans are starting to get loud and proud here for the Knights. Got a whole group of cheerleaders down here cheering on the band at the south end zone, and a whole bunch of tailgaters on the north side of the football field. Love to see the community support. If you can't be here, listen live, WAMBradio.com, anywhere with the live stream. Garrison takes a snap, hands it off to Allen left side. He spins up the middle. He's hit for a loss, but he rolls around, falls forward, picks up four, and that's what fourth quarter Corbin does. He muscles forward for as many yards as he can. Here we go. Second down and 7. Knights taking their time here. 5:30 to go in the fourth quarter. 15 seconds to go on the play clock, and they break the huddle. Easton Morgan comes to near side, heading to the far side. Ike Torbert in now as a tight end on the far side. Garrison shotgun, Allen to his left. Snap, drops back to pass. It's going to be an out route to Easton Morgan. He's going to make the catch at the 42-yard line. That's going to be a 43-yard line. That's a Knights first down. Nice play there by the Knights. Easton Morgan with a nice catch, pitch and catch there by Garrison. Elias Gordon still on the sideline as the Knights have brought in Ike Torbert to help out on the blocking, and he's lined up in the slot. So this time we've got Imer Holman in the backfield. Pitch out to Imer, the freshman. He cuts inside. He gets up to the 42, 41-yard line. Pick up a 2 for the freshman. Corbin Allen comes to the sideline. He's got some cramping issues as well. Trainer's looking at him and stretching him out. Not what you like to see if you're a Knights fan. You've got Elias Gordon and Corbin Allen both on the sideline cramped. Second and 9. Imer Holman, your freshman, standing beside Garrison on the right. Morgan goes in motion. It's going to be a fake to Imer, and he's going to go deep, and he's got Sampson at the 20. First down, Northview. Braxton Sampson with a 23-yard catch. Braxton Sampson's had the hands tonight. Who'd have thought the junior defensive back would have ended up being the star receiver for the Knights as he stepped up and made a really good role tonight here for this offense tonight. So it's first and 10 from the 19. 4:14 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. Knights trail 21-14. Garrison is shotgun. Holman is right. Ike Torbert goes in motion. And we've got an encroachment against. Nope. Encroachment. Nope, nope, nope. They changed it. They changed it. It's going to be encroachment on the defense, and it's going to be first and five. We got two officials. Yep, they overturned it. I thought it was. He made contact with him. So it's plus five on the penalty. Not very many penalties in this game, and we needed that. So it makes it first and five, and the ball's on the 14. Here we go. Garrison's going to keep it left side. Cuts up the inside. He's going to get up to about the 10-yard line. It's going to be close to a first down. He's hit out of bounds. And let's see where they're going to spot it. They're going to spot it just short. So it's plus four for Garrison. And it makes it second down and one. Looks like Corbin Allen is back in the game for the Knights. Ike Torbert lined up in the backfield. Going to be Garrison, keeps it up the middle. He's going to rush ahead. He's going to get the first down. He's still on his feet. They finally whistle him down at the 5-yard line. Plus six for Garrison. Uh-oh, we've got a whistle stoppage here, the official. They're going to want the clock reset. 4:03. Not sure what happened there. But anyway, we added 9 seconds to it, and we've got the ball first and goal, and the ball's on the 4-yard line. Clock's running under 4 minutes on your Great Dane scoreboard. Corbin Allen back in the game for your Knights. The freshman, Imir Holman, came in, did a great job. So here we go. Easton Morgan to the far side with heading. Garrison hands it off to Allen. Allen left side, rushes ahead. They can't get him down. He's at the 3, the 2. Finally, they whistle him down. Looks like the 2-yard line. Plus 2 for Allen. So it's second down and 2. Keegan Garrison, your senior leader out there. Asking a lot, having a freshman come in and take over for Allen. Did a great job. Same set. Ike Torbert now blocking for Corbin. Hand off Corbin, same play, and he's going to walk in the end zone. Touchdown, Northview! Corbin Allen with a 2-yard touchdown run with 2:55 to go in the game. The Knights score a 65-yard drive for the Knights. Patrick Corrigan will come in to kick, and Dylan White will hold. Stay tuned for the postgame show brought to you by Player of the Game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil. Dylan White, the snap, the hold, the kick by Corrigan is up, and it's good. It's all tied up, 21-21 with 2:55 to go in the game. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Jerry Anderson Field on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's 21, the Patriots 21, 2:55 to go in the contest. Corbin Allen come in after some cramping and put on a show here and rushed it in for 2 yards out. Corgan set to kick off from the 40. It's a high, deep kick. Sturm ain't going to be, yep, he's going to pick it up off the turf at the 12. Up to the 20, the 30, out to the right side, 35. Still on his feet. And he's going to be brought down at the 37-yard line. And it looks like he's going to be tackled by the Knights, number 32, Elias Graff. And the Patriots will have it first and 10 from the 37. Now's when the defense needs to stand up, stand proud, and shut them down. Elias Gordon's back out on the field for the Knights. So is Corbin Allen. Here we go. Knights need a big stop. Russell under center. Cherry in the backfield. Sturm goes in motion. Russell's going to do it. Hey, there they go again. Hand it off on the misdirection, the counter. And that's going to be a big run for 39. That's Connor Lutz again on the misdirection. And that's a big run for the Patriots. Let's see, where's the ball at? The ball's going to be at the 24-yard line. About a 43-yard run. Right out the gate by Connor Lutz. On the counter. Knights have got to get a stop now. 2:22 to go in the game. Russell under center. Hands it off to, nope, fakes it to Cherry. Keeps it himself. Hit for a loss by 42 Sampson. No gain for Russell. Second down and 10. Just under 2 minutes. We've got to get a stop. Patriots are going to take all the time they can. They've still got their timeouts, as does Coach Rates. 140, Russell in the shotgun. Three receivers to the near side. He's going to roll around to the near side, and he's going to pass. It's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Jaden Waite. And it's third down. Good thing for the Knights, though. It stops the clock on the incomplete pass. 1:32 to go, and it's third and 10. I'm sure it's four down territory for the Patriots. They had fourth and 17 from the 38, and they ran a fake. So I could see them going for it here if we can get a big stop. Let's get a turnover on there. Let's get an interception or a fumble, forced fumble right here. We need some more time to score. Russell drops back to pass. He's going to be rushed heavy, and it's going to be incomplete. Elias Gordon on the coverage, and Sampson putting the pressure on Russell. So incomplete pass by Russell. That's two in a row, 1:29 to go, and it's fourth and 10. Fourth and 10. I can't believe Cherry hasn't carried the football here. Yep. Like Coach McDonald says, two passes in a row, and it stops the clock, and Patriots are going to call timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are!
You're number one at York.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Well, you can hear it rocking here at Northview as the Knights have fourth down and 10. They've got the Patriots. They've got the Patriots here in trouble with 1:29 to go on the Great Dane scoreboard. It's fourth and 10. Scores 21-21. Let's see. We've got Jack Daly on the near side. Wait in the slot on the near side. And on the far side, two receivers. I can't tell. Russell under center. Here comes Sturm in motion. And it's going to be a sack. The Knights are going to take over on downs. What a play by 52. Colton McKee with the sack. McKee with the big sack. And the Knights are going to get it on a turnover on downs. They've got all their timeouts left. The ball's going to be on the 24-yard line. We're going to make it the 29-yard line. We got our timeouts. We got a minute 24. Here we go. We don't want overtime. We want a W. Here we go. Keegan Garrison takes a call in from the sidelines. He's going to run into the huddle. On your Great Dane scoreboard, we got a minute 24 to go, 21 all. Easton Morgan in motion. Garrison shotgun takes the snap. He's going to set up the screen to Corbin. He's got it at the 30, the 35, 40, up to the 45, and he drags them to the 47-yard line. Corbin Allen with an 18-yard pass play. And the clock runs, though. The clock will stop because he went out of bounds. And we've got an injured player. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classic WAMB.
You're listening to Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. The Knights, Corbin Allen gets up and walks across the field. As Imir Holman, the freshman, is going to come in to take his place on the offensive side. 1 minute, 15 seconds to go in the game. The Knights got it first and 10 after an 18-yard screen pass to Corbin Allen. Here we go. Let's see what the freshman can do. Imir transferred in from Vigo County this school year. Family moved to town. First and 10 on the 46. Easton Morgan in motion. Garrison's going to fake the handoff. He's going to throw it deep to Sampson, and it's overthrown by 3 inches. Almost a perfect pass. The only person that could have caught it was Sampson. Just led him too far off the fingertips of Braxton, and boy, that would have been something. Sampson's had a great night tonight on the offense and defensive side. So here we go. 1:10 on the play clock, or on the game clock. Second down and 10, tied 21-21 on your Riddell National Bank. Great Dane scoreboard. They got Riddell National Bank going across the top of the scoreboard. Garrison takes the snap, passes it out in the flat to Easton Morgan. He's going to catch it at the 49. And we got a timeout Knights. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oops, spilled a little there, but don't worry. It's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Alabama Bar and Grill is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located at 569 East National in Brazil, Alabama Bar and Grill is a great place for food, drinks, and entertainment. Pepsi is helping put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Alabama Bar and Grill.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back. Out of the timeout, the Knights will have it third down and 5. 1 minute, 4 seconds to go in the game. Corbin Allen on the sideline with cramps. Imir Holman, the freshman, comes in to replace him. Isaac Torbert as a tight end. Nope, I think it's Elias Gordon. Gordon's back in the game. Morgan goes in motion, goes from the far side to the near side. Snaps low. Garrison's going to scramble out to right, passes it to Holman. Holman got it to 50, to 45, 46, or 42, and he's going to get a first down. And that's going to be a first down. Nice catch there by Holman. And the Knights are going to spike the ball. They're hurrying up. They're going to spike it. Nope, they can't because the quarterback's in the shotgun. So they're going to run a play. 45 seconds. Garrison takes the snap. He's going to throw it again to Holman, and he overthrows him. That's a good play, though. Imir wouldn't have got any yards there, and he'd have been tackled inbound, so the clock stops. That wasn't a bad decision there. So we got second and 10, 40 seconds to go in the game. Knights have the ball on the 43-yard line. Coach Rates expecting a lot out of the freshman, Imir Holman. Easton Morgan to the far side. Let's see what Braxton Sampson's got now. We got Elias Gordon in the backfield. Imir Holman's in the slot. Imir comes out. It's going to go. Nope, Garrison pump fakes it. And he's going to get tackled for a lot. No, he's still on his feet, but he gets up to the 50. And Elias Gordon is hit hard from behind. Holy cow. No flag. As he was tackled, never had the football, was thrown into another player and hit hard from behind. We got a timeout on the field with 19.3 seconds to go. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
3 years ago, I called him fourth quarter Corbin. He's back out there with 10 seconds to go. Garrison takes a pass, and he throws it out to Corbin Allen. He gets it at the – they called incomplete? Incomplete pass to Corbin Allen. He had it at – it looked like to us he had it at the 40. Wouldn't have been a first down, though. It would have been short. So it's 3.1 seconds to go. Fourth down and 17. Look for Garrison to throw it deep. If not, we're going to be going to OT. Sudden death playoffs, IHSAA style. Here we go. Allen in the backfield. We got double tight end set. Keegan's going to keep it on the ground. He's going to run. He's got blockers. Yep, and that's going to do it for regulation. The score 21 all. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classics, WAMB.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High School, Jerry Anderson Field. The sun has set. The moon is bright. The Knights have their last chance here tonight as we go into overtime. 21-21. A lot of injuries, a lot of cramps plaguing the Knights. I know the Patriots probably in the same situation, haven't followed their sidelines very much. Knights relied on the freshman, Imer Holman, to come in when fourth quarter Corbin got up a little gimpy with cramps a couple times. Elias Gordon's been on the sideline. Colton McKee's shaking his legs off here in this little break we've got, but still got a player down. Is that Corbin? They're stretching out still on the field. So Knights have been really impressive offensively. The defense has done well when they needed to. They give up the three touchdowns, but they've been on a couple big plays as Lutz on the counter has just destroyed tonight's. Connor Lutz have got him for 87 yards on two plays, both of them on the read option on the counter. Very hard to defend, but somebody's got to stay home in the middle on a misdirection. I'm sure Coach Rates and them will look the film over, and that'll be one of the biggest topics because that was a game changer here that cost us two. You know, big stops we had. They ran it once on second down and once on third down, and those could have been very big key plays. So here's a coin flip. The Patriots standing at the 45, the Knights standing at the 47, so they're spread out really well. Officials yelling at them, trying to decide what they want to do. Social distancing at its finest. So here we go. The flip's up, and the official is talking to the Patriots. So they've won. They're going to... All right, so we switch sides. So the Patriots won the toss. So the Knights are going to have the ball first from the 10-yard line. They deferred, so the Knights will have the ball at the 10. They will be on the south side of the field, away from the scoreboard. Away from the scoreboard, so they're going to be going at the band. So four untimed downs with just a play clock. So no first down available unless there's a defensive penalty. Pass interference or something like that would. So here we go. OT. We can't do it without all of our sponsors. And if you would like to support Northview Athletics sports coverage on WAMB, you can reach out to DLC Media at 812-420-2518. That's 812-420-2518. And get on board for the rest of the night season and advertise and support the Northview Knights. Here we go. First and goal from the 10. Isaac Torbert goes in motion. Garrison's going to keep it. Left side. He's got a blocker. Cuts up inside. He's going to get up to the 6-yard line. Plus four for Garrison. So plus four for Garrison. In this overtime period. So it's second down and 6. Beautiful moon up in this west sky here at Northview. It's nighttime. Come on, fans, let's get loud. Corbin Allen in the backfield. Keegan Garrison in the shotgun. Double tight end set. Corbin goes in motion. Garrison's going to keep it. He gets up to the 5, the 4, 3-yard line, and he's pushed back. They're going to spot it at the 3. So it's plus 3 for Garrison, and that's going to make it 3rd down and 3. Well, they've moved it back to the 4. It's 3rd and 4. Ran it twice. Now's when we need a fresh Corbin Allen and a fresh Elias Gordon, but Gordon's over here on the bench, and we're relying on Ike Torbert. Torbert goes in motion to the far side. Garrison takes the snap. Looks to throw it. He does, and it's going to be pass interference. No flag. He was tackled. He never had a chance. Easton Morgan was tackled, and so it's incomplete, no flag. That would have given us a new life. It would have been half the distance to the goal and first down. So it's 4th and 4. Patrick Corrigan set to kick the field goal. Coach Rates is calling timeout. Nobody's listening to him. No, he's not. He's trying to get somebody off the field. Snap, the kick. It's up and it's blocked. So the field goal is no good. I thought Coach Rates was calling timeout myself, but he was getting somebody off the field. So now Terre Haute North will get the ball at the 10-yard line. They stay here on this south end of the field, and they'll have 4 plays. So we won't take a commercial break because it's going to be a really quick turnover here. So the Knights had 4 chances. Incomplete pass to Easton Morgan, and then the field goal was blocked. partially blocked, bad hold, bad snap, something. But Patrick Corrigan missed it. Now the Patriots got the big man Cherry and Sturm in the backfield. Russell under center. Takes a snap, hands it off to Cherry. Cherry's going to get stopped for a loss. They're going to take him all the way back to the 15, and there's going to be a whistle as Ike Torbert wrapped him up. And let's see, they're going to put it right back to the line of scrimmage. So plus zero for Cherry. Let's see what the Patriots got up their sleeve here. Cherry's just pounded it and pounded it and pounded it. We gotta get a stop here. Second down and 10. First overtime. Got a flag. We're going to have illegal procedure. Terre Haute North, so that penalty's going to help. Like to see that in this non-timed overtime, because that'll make it second down and 15. Second down and 15. So this time you're going to have Russell in the shotgun. Cherry to his left. Jaden Waite's been a hot receiver. They're going to throw the screen to Cherry, and he's going to get tackled at the 10-yard line by number 21. That's Heading, Tyler Heading. Plus five, Cherry on the pass from Russell, and that makes it third down and 10. It's coming in for the Patriots is Jazz Brown, number 26. So you got Brown and Cherry as Sturm went off the field. You got Jaden Waite on the near side with Sammy Saunders. And you got Russell under center. They're going to run it up the middle. And Russell's going to keep it, and he's going to run in a touchdown. That's going to do it. The Patriots score in overtime on a 10-yard run by Russell. And the Knights are going to lose this one 27-21. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with the postgame show. You've been listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classic WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
Feel the heat while you eat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or for carryout to yours. Plus, Cilantro's now has an outdoor patio perfect for those who would like to eat outside. For more details or to reserve a table, call 420-3299.
Feel the heat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Hey, did. Welcome back to Northview High School. I'm Brad Wallace. The Knights lose a big one, 27-21 in overtime to the Terre Haute North Patriots. What a night for opening night. A lot of injuries, a lot of cramps. The Knights struggled to finish this one out. They come out with what was a very impressive offensive stand here in the first drive, and then the Patriots answered. Then the Knights took the lead 14-7 on a touchdown pass to Corbin Allen. Tonight has been a tale of two sides. The Patriots did what they came in to do. They came in and took the W. In overtime, they beat the Northview Knights 27-21. Well, tonight, we got to have an abbreviated pregame show. We're not going to get any coaches' interviews probably this year. Nobody's going to be able to join me in the booth. And hopefully with COVID, we can make some good strides here with supporting the Northview Knights. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Going down through the stats real quick. Sacks, Elias Gordon with two big ones. Colton McKee with a big one. Braxton Sampson with a big fumble recovery. Interception for Corbin Allen. Touchdown-wise for the Knights, Sampson picked up one in the first quarter with 2:34 to go. Let's see. Then we had Corbin Allen picked up one with 8:08 to go in the first half, a one-yard run in. And then in the fourth, it was, let's see here, with 2:55 to go in the game, Corbin Allen with the 2-yard touchdown run. So two touchdowns for Allen, one for Sampson. For the Patriots, it was Cherry with a 26-yard touchdown to start for the Patriots. Then in the third quarter with 5:25 to go, Cherry had his second touchdown. And then in the fourth, a 5-yard touchdown with 6:41 to go, a 5-yard touchdown to Jaden Waite. And then in overtime, the quarterback, Russell, with a 10-yard scamper to end it 27-21. We're going to take one more quick timeout, and then we'll come back and we'll give you the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Player of the Game, brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer of Brazil. We'll be right back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
When you need insurance, it's important to have an agent you can trust. I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance in Brazil. When I meet with my clients, my focus is you and your family. I can review your policies and make sure you have the protection you need based on questions many don't ask. Don't let your mailbox or a computer screen be your insurance agent. For a no-obligation review, call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The NTT IndyCar Series roars to life once again at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. It's the 104th running of the long-awaited Indianapolis 500.
Pagano going to pop to the outside. Simon Pagano has taken the lead from Alexander Rossi.
Listen Sunday, August 23rd on Timeless Classic WAMB.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back one last time to Northview High School, Jerry Anderson Field, as the Northview Knights lose this one in overtime, 27-21, to the Terre Haute North Patriots. Tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, was going to be Braxton Sampson. Braxton Sampson with two touchdown catches, a fumble recovery, 11 tackles, 3 tackles for loss. Braxton Sampson was outstanding tonight there at the fourth quarter. Caused a couple big losses for the Patriots on defense. Got in the backfield, really messed up a pass play. So tonight, Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Player of the Game, is the junior Braxton Sampson. Well, that's going to do it for myself, Brad Wallace, Dennis Porter back in the studio. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. Hopefully next Friday night we'll be on the air at 6:45 from Greencastle, Indiana, as the Knights will travel to face the Tiger Cubs, and hopefully we'll get the first win for the season. This is a tough one. This is going to be a big one for Coach Rates and him to build off of. A lot of cramping. Players are going to have to work it out. I know it's hot and humid tonight, and they've had a lot of break. A lot of these kids have been out since March. They're going to have to hydrate, and we'll get it. We'll get it bounced up. I've seen a lot of positive tonight, seen a lot of young players step up. Imir Holman, the freshman, came in, did an outstanding job when Corbin Allen wasn't able to do what he usually does, and that's make us look good in the fourth quarter. Well, for Brad Wallace, Dennis, and everyone else, we're going to tune out.